Hello, this is a show from Radio. Eurogroup stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week, we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond. Are you up for it?
How do cultures arise? An Andalusian sound journey. Contemporary artist Anna Kelleher and EFL teacher Mark Kelleher whisk you off to fry aubergines in the rain, to shelter behind a waterfall, and to meet a very timid ammonite. Join them now on a journey into the ancestral homelands of an Andalusian geopark.
There's one of those things we saw yesterday, like a hole. Remember on the other side of the mountain? Yeah. Where we were coming down?
Yep. I'll tell you what, that's where the giant stands, and then he lets the grit fall through his hands, fall down onto the people.
Right.
It is. Come see my dream. It's incredible how this centhina, this oak, is still alive. It's got a huge fat trunk with thick bark. The thickness of the bark is tremendous. And the heart of the oak has all been eaten out and is dead. Most of the tree, which is a massive tree, is on the ground, having been eaten by beetles. There's a whole lot of fungi growing on it. I think it was probably struck by lightning. And just one branch. And there are quite a few branches. It's almost as if it's been done on purpose, almost like an olive tree. It's growing out strong and tall, just from that one point. And even when it's dead, this tree's hosting so many insects and plants. There's a huge amount of lichen on the small branches. Jelly ear mushrooms growing out from the stem, a bit higher up. It's incredible. There's another knot here. It's been tied in the broom for good luck. This bush will frighten away demons. And if you tie a wish into it, your wish will come true.
Adiós la horconera, adiós la gallinera, adiós la GR7, ¿cuándo volveremos a vernos?
There's a poster on the visitor centre door at Santa Rita. It tells you which days you can hunt which kind of wildlife. Monday, for example, looks a very bad day to be a fox, but on the other hand, it could be the only day when I could be safe.
Santa Maria della Sierra, que esta vela que simboliza la llama de la fe mantenga viva la esperanza en conseguir el favor que te pido. Tú sabes mi necesidad, lo que necesito. Concédeme lo que más convenga. Madre amada de la Sierra, no me niegues tu favor.
Quite different around the other side of the stalactite. There's no Niño Jesús and Santa Maria. Around this side, you've got either a vulture or a golden eagle.
Panches. Manolo. Herrero, Juan Luis, Buchin, Padilla, Corax, Manolo, Rafa, Anna, Pau.
There's an ídolo oculado in the cave of the bats. That's an idol of the eyes. I think this idol is the eyes of the cave. Today all the streams are gushing, but I don't know if it's always so or always been so. I know they've had drought in Andalusia, so I think this is really amazing to see it like this. Water everywhere and everything's flourishing. This river has been fished and fished, perhaps with nets made out of this very junco twine that I'm trying to make at the moment. They could have made nets and set traps. And also in the past, in the recent past, people still used to hunt small birds by the side of streams by laying traps. And they do this by collecting pine resin and spreading it on the, I think it's the spart grass, the very strong grass that grows foggy places and further up on the hills. And when the little birds come down and peck around, maybe open their wings and have a little bath, they become stuck and they struggle. And the more they struggle, the more they become entrapped in this very sticky substance. Then I guess they get exhausted and the hunter comes along and takes those little birds. I think it's probably a very, very old, ancient art.
One of the things that I really like about here, and really Spain in general, is that whenever you're out walking, you can always find a fuente or a spring or somewhere to fill up your water, to have a drink, have a wash if necessary. We don't have that in England really, these fuentes.
It's really low, isn't it, the entrance?
Yeah, I like this little place to put things on here.
This sound is almost synonymous with the cave. While humans have used it, someone's wanted to keep it clean. And it's really nice doing that.
The rock's quite smooth.
Meaning that people have been sitting on it or there was water.
I think that kind of smooth, people have been on it.
Natural man. But further up, there were a whole bunch of poplars, and they're just completely dead. I'm not really quite sure why, whether they've come to the end of their lives, or whether because this area has been abandoned really. But everywhere that the farmers were up here, there's evidence of the crop that they grew, because there are what we call trilling platforms, and here they're called eras, E-R-A. And they're circular platforms, quite large circular platforms made out of stone, built up on one side. And cut away at the other on the uneven ground. So we're thinking that up here they would have farmed maybe wheat, barley, and something called escania, which is a crop they've had here since the Neolithic. They've used it until really recently to feed their animals in the winter. So it's a kind of cultural, agricultural relic.
Para el hongo tiene una propiedad que es ser antibiótico, como la penicilina. También hay otras que estamos desarrollando que son herbicidas para destruir la hierba de forma natural. Todas las encinas son de carretera. Sí. Cuando pasa una carretera, sí, las cogemos, las traemos así de grandes, escayoladas, y las plantamos. Le inoculamos las micorrizas y las plantamos. Y hemos hecho un bosque donde vamos a hacer demostraciones, exhibiciones de búsqueda de trufa. Perro con jabalí. Oh,
mystery here, and we're up here because we started a walk this morning that was supposed to be 1.9 kilometres long. We were doing that because it was not very nice weather, looked as if it was going to rain. We started at the bottom at a pueblo called Zagrilla, Zagria La Alta. Easily we found the Geopark board, the Junta de Andalucía board, with details about the route, and we followed it without any success. We tried various different ways. So we thought we'd drive up on this unasphalted road, like a forest track, up to the top, and we'd find the way down to clear up the mystery. So we've come up here, and there's a big finca where they keep stock, cows and bulls and calves and things. So there's a big board, there's a big sign saying Coto Privado de Caza, which means private hunting zone. And there's a locked gate with a great big chain around it. There's also a sign that says Peligro, Toros Bravos Sueltos, Danger, Loose Bulls. So it's not very much clearer where we should go. But perhaps as this is New Year's Day, things are different up here, and that normally the metal gate is open, I'm sure it is, to let people in and out. There's a Land Rover parked by the little house and the barn, but it doesn't look as if anyone's around. Then there's a track that goes up and there's a track that goes down. We're not going to risk it today because of all the peligro and the locked gates. And I think we've had enough. So possibly there is a little problem between the natural park or the geopark and the local landowners, I'd say. I hope I'm wrong, but I don't know if anybody's been lucky enough to walk that route recently.
Supermercado ahí mismo está el día. En esta misma acera
un poco más arriba. Unos 20 metros, está en la esquina, a la madre, pero.
Maybe that big onion would be good. It'd be good to go and cook with people, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Go to somewhere like Calcamay or Donimenti and say, oh, you know, have you got any local dishes? Do you mind showing it to me? There's still, even now in January, a few mushrooms. So I'm sure in the rest of the year there are many, many mushrooms, which could be dried by maybe dipping in salt. There's a salt spring, which we haven't seen yet, somewhere here in the geopark, and hung up to dry, or simply to hung up to dry on a string in the air, in the dry air in the summer, or even in the winter in a day like this. So that would provide nourishment and more. There's a small green plant that we call navelwort in England. So I've had a few things to eat today. I'm just chewing on my bit of string. There are also, of course, bellotas, that are the acorns, the edible acorns here. And they taste more like chestnuts. You can eat them raw than they do acorns. And I don't believe they probably need soaking, as do the English ones. They don't taste as if they're full of tannin. And the wild pigs, that's what they eat, as well as truffles. But underground, I know there are truffles around, but I wouldn't know where or how to get them. I think you'd need a truffle hound or a wild boar. Mark with his eagle eye again has just seen some geology. Right, in Castellano, no?
Bueno, yo soy una monita.
I'm an ammonite. Llevo aquí en el mismo sitio. I've been here in this very place for ages. I've been waiting here about 150 million years, and 150 million years is a long time, and lots of things have happened. I was born in a sea, a very ancient sea, and I've experienced more than anything the warmth of the water and the darkness, because I live really deep down. Normally, I like what I find because you never know what you're going to find. I let the current take me with my shell full of air, and I reach out with my tentacles and look. I might find a prawn, a small prawn, or I might find a crinoid, and the different flavours. I love to rise and fall in the waters of the sea. We, the ammonites, can float up and down using very little energy, and our shells are full of gas, and we're kind of like a submarine. We vary the pressures, and sometimes we go on foraging trips, and for me, that's what I like best in the world. Normally we go out in a group. I'm pretty solitary, but so when I can, I go out on my own. But my family are always saying, come on, let's go out together, and that's our tendency. The death of one of our species, or that of a closely related species, makes you sad, but on the other hand, if there's a quick burial, you know they'll have a better life, and there's a real possibility that they'll become a fossil, like what happened to me and so many of my family members, and living here in this rock, living in such a different world, at the top of a mountain, and back in the beginning, at the bottom of a sea, that's really wonderful. I've got enemies. There are the other bigger ammonites who usually bully our smaller ones, but mainly there are the reptiles, the marine reptiles. There used to be loads of marine reptiles, and we were one of their favourite prey, and when we used to hear the beating of their tails or feel the water pressure rise, it was terrifying, and we didn't know where to go. We'd always hide inside our shells, protected by our apticae, and we'd wait and see. We'd see if they passed by or would they get us. Now I'm a fossil, I'm still really scared, especially if someone comes up here with a hammer. It's not that they're going to take me out of the rock that really worries me, but it's that that they'll break me, or that they don't know how to get me out, or that they don't know how to appreciate me, and they'll leave me in a corner. That really panics me. I love the way things collect on flat surfaces. It's like old dry soil, dried leaves, animal dung, little tiny seeds.
José María, adiós perra con orejas de murciélago, adiós la murciélaga, adiós camping, adiós parque, adiós Oli, adiós, adiós, adiós. Adiós campos de olivos, adiós el olor de ganado, adiós, 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 adiós a todo esto.
How Do Cultures Arise? An Andalusian Sound Journey was recorded, produced and edited by Anna Kelleher. Spontaneous song lyrics were by Mark Kelleher. Anna would like to thank Geopark hosts Baldomero Moreno and Alicia Serna and the people, places and things of Sierra Subbeticas Geopark for their unique contribution to this piece.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.